Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to discuss with you certain things you may want to consider not doing anymore if you want to live a nice, healthy, happy, long life. And I bring this up because I'm noticing that I'm having this discussion with more and more patients of mine, and I'm noticing a lot of my global colleagues are having the same discussion with their patients as well. Okay? And we're noticing that there are so many individuals that wish that they can live to be 100 years of age. Now, my colleagues around the world may have a different response, but mine to many of my patients is, if you want to reach that milestone, there are certain habits that you're going to have to get rid of. And these are more or less new patients that come in and they're in their first consult, their initial consultation session. And, you know, I'm noticing, these are the ones that I'm noticing that are asking this question. I let them know right off the bat, one of the best choices or decisions you may have made in your life was making acupuncture a part of your life. Okay. But to go along with that, there are certain things that you're going to have to stop doing, and acupuncture will help you with that. Again, that's why you made a good choice. And one of those things is stressing out. Now, acupuncture is great for treating stress as a disorder, chronic stress. Acute stress is necessary. Chronic is not good. It'll definitely make you feel miserable. It'll rapidly age your body and can even cause premature death. Why? Because chronic stress is tied to such diseases as heart disease, digestive disorders, cancer, and more. So, if you ever notice your face with chronic stress, see an acupuncturist right away. As soon as you can, the better. Another, sitting around a lot, whether you're reading, working, watching television, you're on your laptop, tablet, phone, gaming system, eating. Okay, sitting can sort of be equated with smoking, being a chain smoker. Why? Because an extended amount of time in a chair, sitting in a chair or on a sofa or whatever, a bench, floor, can have negative effects on a person's health. Now, you can sit anywhere in the ballpark between 6 to 8 hours a day, and you can face anywhere between an 11% to 14% increase in your chance of early death and heart disease. That easily goes up to 21% if you sit more than 8 hours a day. So think about that. Give that some thought. Another, let's see, I speak of this a lot, eating processed foods, frozen pizza, microwave meals, just processed foods in general is tied to 11%+ of all cause premature preventable deaths. Whoa. Eating processed foods is also linked to cognitive decline as well. So I want you to keep that in the back of your head. Matter of fact, put it in the front and see an acupuncturist right away. Because acupuncturists, as an acupuncturist, we see many, many individuals who are faced with cognitive decline. Part of it has a lot to do with their diet. And speaking of diet, overeating is another habit. You want to live a long lifespan? You have to stop doing that. And it doesn't matter what you eat. Having too much of it can shorten your lifespan. You have to be conscious of your body mass index. Because the higher it is, the higher risk of mortality. Sooner rather than later. Because overweight individuals tend to be more prone to deaths that are related to respiratory disease, cardiovascular health, and even cancer. And also, I know, you know, you'll get those that'll just stop eating, starve themselves. Think they'll live forever. Underweight individuals are at a higher risk of mortality as well. So I'll leave that there. I'll leave that right there. Why? Because health is wealth. Okay? The wealth is not under the doghouse in the backyard or in the shoebox in the closet or under your mattress. The wealth isn't in an app on your phone. It's not in a cryptocurrency account. The wealth is not in your wallet, pocket, or purse. And guess where else the wealth is not? It's not in the bank. It's not in an IRA account. It's not even in a safe in your closet. You know where the wealth is. The wealth is in you. Now, another thing you may want to consider not doing anymore, if you're interested in living a long life, heavy drinking. I don't agree with anyone who says there's health benefits associated with drinking alcohol. I don't. Drinking alcohol, especially too much, is poison. You're swallowing poison. You know, it's this thing for you guys to get drunk and you just love the euphoria that's attached. No. You know what that means? That means that this chemical, this poison has pierced the blood-brain barrier. No, you don't want to mess around too much with chemicals that can do that. You have upwards... Just even here in the United States, I'm not even going to give you a global number because I just don't even want to totally cause you to get sleepless nights. But just in the United States alone, you have upwards of like 400 deaths a day due to excessive alcohol use. And individuals who die prematurely may have cancer, heart disease, liver disease. And they tend to shorten their lives by an average of like 26 or 27 years. So I want you to hold on to that for a second. Now another, especially as you age, is not going out much, turning down invitations. You need to socialize every now and then. Because guess what? Social isolation after the age of 50 can increase your chances of premature death by as much as if you smoked or if you were obese or physical inactivity. You need social relationships. Because lack of it presents with an increase in heart disease risk of about 29-30%, and a 33% increase in stroke risk. And guess what? Social isolation increases your risk of dementia by up to 50%. So many individuals are unaware of that. 50%. That is a huge number. And another is, I think I've spoken about this in quite a few podcasts in the past. And I've even spoken of this on the Acupuncture's My Life YouTube channel. And if you're not watching Acupuncture's My Life on YouTube, subscribe and check it out. There's so much more you learn about acupuncture and its benefits. But I may have spoken about this on the Acupuncture's My Life YouTube channel. And that's staying up all night, not getting enough sleep. Sleep is important, especially as you age. And I know many like to brag about their ability to function on 4, 5, 5.5 hours of sleep. You're taking years away from your life span doing that. So if you're getting fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night, you're 10 times more likely to face premature death. Yep, that is so correct. You may want to reconsider how much sleep you attempt to get at night. Avoid staying up all night. It's not worth it. You need your rest. Just like you need to eat right, eat well, eat healthy, exercise, see an acupuncturist. You need a good night's sleep as well. And some of you may even think, oh, well, you know, and I've heard this before. You know, I come to see you, Dr. Lott. You know, I see an acupuncturist. I'm good. Stop. No. Yes, it's great you're seeing an acupuncturist. But you also need your sleep as well. It's very important. Very important. Along with that, just simply make acupuncture part of your life. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?